Marquette University Law School poll is out. It shows the support for impeaching and removing President Donald Trump from office appears to be decreasing in Wisconsin, a key swing state in the 2020 election, although the poll director stresses the changes are within the margin of error. Poll director Charles Franklin will join us on the next segment of the show. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau is out with its annual Thanksgiving Market Basket Survey. Sarah Hetke will join us a little bit later on in the program to tell us what to expect when you shop for your Thanksgiving meal. A group that promotes student voting alleges in a new lawsuit that Wisconsin Republican student voter ID requirements are so onerous they're clearly designed to prevent students from voting. Aaron Grunzi, the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin director, will join us on the final segment of the show. Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue crediting a Good Samaritan with helping save two lives early this morning. And a Fond du Lac judge yesterday dismissed a temporary restraining order against the city of Fond du Lac, clearing the way for demolition of a vacant Fond du Lac convent building. Joining us on this segment of the show, Division Chief of Fire Prevention with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, Troy Hazy. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. All right. It was a little bit before 5:30 this morning. Rescue personnel called to 315 East Merrill Avenue, a report of two males who were passed out on the sidewalk and not responding. What was going on?
From what we understand, the person that was driving by seen two people laying by the sidewalk. She stopped and couldn't arouse them. They were unresponsive. So called 911, of course, and she stood by until we arrived. Appears there was some type of overdose. We went through our unconscious protocol, of course, and which checks for multiple things. We did administer Narcan. Both of them did become conscious enough to transport to the hospital. In some cases, you know, we're careful how much Narcan we give them because of the reactions when they come out of an overdose. We want to make sure that we have, you know, can control what we have to control. So we give them enough Narcan so that we can get them stabilized and then get them to the hospital.
Well, she was in the right place at the right time, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I mean, at that time of day, 5:30 in the morning, and it's dark, and then it happened to be raining, you know, for somebody to, you know, for somebody to be able to see and notice that is remarkable, actually.
So if she's not there and then she does the right thing by dialing 911, she stays at the scene. A lot of people, some people may have just continued on. Nobody sees these people. I mean, you don't know what would have happened. If they had laid there for another hour or two, could they have died?
Absolutely. I mean, they had two different things working against them. I mean, we also treated them for hypothermia as well. So, I mean, they were already starting to be affected because of the cold. I mean, they're lucky that it was, you know, 40-some degrees today and not, you know, 20 or 10 or whatever. So they were working against, you know, that was working against them. And then, of course, the overdose, you never know. You never know what stage you're in. Did they overdose at 5? Did they overdose at 2? How long have they been laying there? You know, what stage is the overdose in where it could, you know, possibly cause death? You know, that's always an unknown. But for her to come along and to be able to do that and make that call and then stay there to help us, you know, a lot of people may want to leave the scene or something like that, but it helps when we're traveling down a road or a highway to find the place if somebody's there to help us get directed to them.
She was able to flag down the paramedics when they arrived on the scene, so you knew exactly where to go. All right, well, thank goodness she was there.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's a great story. All right. Yesterday afternoon, Fond du Lac Judge Robert Wirtz issued an order dismissing a temporary restraining order filed by the owner of the Sisters of the Holy Nativity Convent on West Division Street against the city of Fond du Lac. It was that restraining order was filed last summer after the city approved a plan to raise the building, which was damaged by an arson fire in June 2015. Your reaction, first of all, to the judge. And nobody wants an historic building and a religious building to have to come down. But in this case, this building's been sitting vacant. Even before the fire, it was vacant, but it's been vacant since the fire. Your reaction to the judge's decision to dismiss the restraining order?
Well, I mean, I think people have to understand the city to start out with is the city is not against helping people restore historical buildings. I mean, that a perfect example of that is the rent law. I mean, the Building Inspection Department and Community Development in the city and Final Life Fire Rescue has worked hours and hours and hours to help the rent law, you know, rebuild and get to where it needed to be, dealing with, you know, the things that needed to be fixed and the things that had to stay historical. So there's nobody here against anybody in keeping the building from being restored the way it should be. However, the convent is a building that was vacant before the fire. It was a vacant that wasn't secured very well. And that building had, I mean, we're luckily that whoever started that fire that day in that building, whether it was on purpose or not on purpose, was able to escape. I mean, we're talking about no power, there's no gas, there's no heat. That building has structural damage. It had structural floor damage before the fire. Now, after the fire, it has structural floor damage. It has fire damage. It has one stairwell that's completely burned out. It's a hazard. And it's one of those things that if there was the funds and the way to get it back to where it had to be, the city of Fond du Lac would work with them. That building is very unsafe at this time. As far as people saying that it's secured and it's not a safety risk, it's a huge safety issue, not only to the community, but also to firefighters. I mean, for us to have to go in there is, you know, we're taking a big chance if we have to go in there. And it's, you know, I can give you an example. In Worcester, there was an old factory building that was a vacant building. And some firefighters responded to a fire there, and they were told that there was vagrants living there. So the firefighters responded. They went inside to try to find these people, unable to find them. Six people lost their life. So I guess, you know, in a vacant building, it's very, you know, it's very dangerous for anybody that could get into it. It's very dangerous for firefighters to try to have to rescue somebody, especially since there's already been a fire and there's structural damage in there. I know they did make some repairs after the damages were done, but those were temporary things that were completed on that. They had temporarily fixed the roof. And them things as well are already starting to deteriorate. So I think there's been some misrepresentation on what's safe and what's not safe. That building is not safe. I know the last time I did a fire inspection inside the building, as much as it was secured so there was no issues, there was a rear window that was still out where people were going in and out of it. So whether that has been taken care of now, I'm not sure. I know there's fencing there, but it doesn't stop people that have desperate measures. You know, they need to have a place to live or to stay warm. It doesn't stop people from breaking a window or taking a piece of wood off to go inside when there's a building that isn't being monitored. So that's our true concern with you know, the city and with the fire department is the safety of the people and, of course, the safety of responders.
Absolutely. And the thing of it is, like you said, the building was vacant, and one of the dangers is people getting inside, and it was vacant when the arson fire started. So that's the danger right there of just leaving it sit, that somebody's going to go back in there and start the thing on fire again, or that somebody's going to go inside and there's going to be another, just the danger of being inside. And it just, plus the blight on the neighborhood. I'm sure the neighbors have a problem with that sitting vacant as well. If there was an effort to bring it back and restore it, that's one thing, but it doesn't sound like there's been any significant effort to make permanent repairs to that building since that arson fire, going on 4 years now. I mean, that's a long time for a building.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's one thing, if, like you said, and another thing that concerns me is the person that owns it doesn't live in the city of Fond du Lac. So I know they may have people checking in to mow the lawn and this and that, but it only takes one day. And so a vacant building really needs to be monitored every day to determine if people are in and out of there. It's just not a safe situation. We've seen it already happen because it was vacant and sitting, and we were lucky nobody lost their life at that point. And for us to take a chance again, it isn't just that building. Any vacant building is very, very dangerous for firefighters and for people that may not have a place to stay. It's, you know, they don't realize it, and they think, well, what are we going to do when we get in the building? Well, if they're vagrants or if they're homeless and they're in there, they're trying to keep warm, they're using candles, they're trying to cook something in there, they're using different heating devices that aren't, you know, specifically made for that. And it just is a situation where I think the city's in the right here to make this go away so we can take the chances of anything happening to somebody.
All right. Division Chief of Fire Prevention with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, Troy Hazy. Troy, great to have you on the show.